Dear blind veteran, I hope that you are well and that you're looking forward to getting back to some level of normality as the events of the last year hopefully come to an end. In 2018, we began on our five-year strategy to transform the lives of thousands more blind veterans. It was based on an ambition to increase our fundraising to get us out of our deficit. This strategy has seen many successes so far. For example, our plan to provide support in and close to members' homes has been remarkably successful and has meant that more blind veterans than ever before have been able to access our services, members who live in all parts of our country. Unfortunately, despite everyone's hard work, our charity income is falling behind our planning assumptions, and we recognise that our strategy now needs to change. This is a key business decision. It is important that we return to a sustainable footing so that we can ensure that we meet the needs of our members both now and into the future. Following study over the last few months, some changes are already happening. This year, building on its impressive start and reputation following its launch in 2017, and having brought it to a state of maturity, our research department is now moving to form its own charity called Bravo Victor, remaining very closely aligned with Blind Veterans UK, but becoming financially independent. We have also begun examining options around our Harcourt Street headquarters. With developments in information technology and new ways of working, we have discovered we do not need to have such a large building close to the centre of London today. We are fortunate to own this building and could put its value to better use, more directly in support of our members, either by leasing the spare capacity that we have, or selling it and providing a much smaller headquarters facility elsewhere. We have also started a review into all service delivery areas of the charity. Building on the experience from our successful national support service throughout the pandemic, we're going to develop the support to members further, in and close to their homes, as well as adjust and develop our centre services. This review is designed to improve and protect the charity in the future and to ensure that we will always be here to support members for as long as we're needed. Our review is therefore timely and important. We value your thoughts and your ideas, and we want you to be involved in this review as much as possible. In 2020, we successfully piloted two community member panel pilots, which provided the opportunity for members to provide feedback on local and national services and to feed into the future plans for Blind Veterans UK. I'm delighted that these panels will now be rolled out from June 2021 with the ambition to have one in every community by the end of the year. The panels are open to all members, and I would therefore encourage you to consider joining a panel. More information about these panels will be shared in the Review magazine, and your local community team will be in touch with you directly when a panel is set up in your local area. Alternatively, if you'd prefer to feedback on any aspect of our service individually, then you also have the option of using our feedback email address, which you can write to directly at feedback@blindveterans.org.uk. Change can be very unsettling, especially when it affects things that we have known and become accustomed to. We will all be working hard both to ensure that the changes being considered are consistent with the values established by Sir Arthur Pearson at the charity's foundation, and to maximise our ability to achieve victory over blindness. All parts of the organisation will be working closer together over the next few years to make sure we have a charity that we can be confident will best serve our members for another 100 years. You might well have some questions, and I would encourage you to please speak to your caseworker if you do. We will continue to provide high quality national support to you, our members, as and where you need it, in order to help you achieve the independence and fulfilment that you deserve. Yours sincerely, Nick.